Hello. You bet. This is Pete Heinlein, and I'm looking for you. That's correct. Great. I'm glad you called. Thank you, Steve. I'll be. Oh, we're recording now. Let me just get this correctly labeled here. Just half a second, and I'll be ready to rock. Come on. Oh, okay. Let's see. Shared produced Monday. Shared. All right. I'm going to seize the line right now. Here we go.
Okay.
Okay. We're on now. Steve Herman, you've just been out to the site of this blast. Can you tell me what you saw?
Yes. There were three of us on the scene, myself, videographer Xinhua Dong, and our regional news editor, Barry Newhouse. And it was very evident from what we saw when we arrived on the scene before the area was cordoned off that there had been at least one bomb blast. And inside this very popular tourist shrine were six bodies that had been placed under sheets. There were body parts scattered throughout the intersection, most of those placed under white pieces of paper. We also spotted, when a passerby pointed it out, an electronic circuit in the intersection, this very popular, very busy, normally very busy intersection of Sukhumvit and Ratchadamri in central Bangkok. So no doubt that this was a bomb, a deliberate blast set to target people, including obviously tourists.
Could you talk about the significance of the location?
Well, there's no doubt that if someone wanted to cause a mayhem and target Thailand's tourism industry, this would have been the ideal spot because everybody in Bangkok knows the Erawan Shrine. They know that intersection. It's across the street from two very popular shopping malls. It's next door to the Grand Hyatt Erawan Hotel. There's a number of other five-star hotels within about a 200-meter radius, one of the busiest SkyTrain mass transit stations. Is also right at that intersection.
So would you say, I mean, if somebody wanted to disrupt things and cause havoc, this would be the place?
Absolutely. There's probably not a better spot that could be chosen to really disrupt the entire tourism industry, and that's about 10% of the GDP in Thailand. And I think it's too early to speculate on as to who may have done this, but this was very different than the political type of smaller explosions we saw before last year's coup.
It's too early, as you say, to speculate, but who would want to do something like this and why?
Well, when we had the political protests going on and camps set up by the two different political parties or factions, there were smaller blasts directed at those areas. But I'm sure there'll be a lot of finger pointing in the days ahead and a lot of groups denying that they had anything to do with it as well. But we'll wait to hear for some reaction from the military, which is running this country. Which just arrived on the scene a few minutes ago, to come out with a statement.
All right, this is a bomb blast that killed a number of people there. It's not anything like the blast in Tianjin, but politically, I presume it's just as significant. Can you talk about that?
Well, again, you know, there's probably nothing that could do damage to the economy here. And we have a tourism official now saying that this was aimed at destroying the economy, saying that there are 12 dead and 78 wounded. It was much larger than the types of blasts that we saw during the political protests.
All right. I think that's what we need. Very good, Steve. We'll be back in touch with you.
Anytime. We'll be here probably through the night.
Sue Yaki is doing a bigger show, she's going to need to talk to you. That show goes on in 3 hours. So we'll be in touch with you at least.
Okay, sure. Yes.
Thanks so much,
great.
Steve.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thanks.